This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan. With me, Melissa Idris, and guest hosting with us this morning is Giri Balakrishnan. Well, let's turn our attention to global markets, and to help us understand what's happening there, we have on the line Tim Holland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago. Thank you so much, Tim, for being with us this morning. Yesterday, the Bank of England raised interest rates by 25 basis points to 0.75%. This is the highest rate since 2009. Is this move premature, you think, and given that Brexit is still in the works, as it were?
You know, I think that argument could be made, but I'm not so sure it's premature. You know, I think that the global economy is really humming here. And, you know, had it not, if it weren't for many countries still at negative interest rates and low interest rates, I think we'd still be higher in the cycle. But I don't think so. I think it's cautious, and I think it's something that, look, if they want to get back to normal as anybody else, so I think it seems fitting, I guess, English-speaking countries start first. So that started, now Bank of England's coming. But I don't look for a real sustained trend just because of what you said, the Brexit. But I don't find it alarming at all.
Well, Tim, the global economy may be humming. The U.S. Federal Reserve thinks the U.S. economy is humming. Now, if we could look at the U.S. economy and the statements coming up from the Fed's meeting yesterday, how did you interpret the statement of the Fed's forward guidance?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's they're on track here for more rate hikes, one in September, one in December. I think the probabilities, Fed funds futures contracts are probably 85, maybe even 90% pricing in a hike in September. And I think it might be 60% or 65% in December. So I say, based on their statements and based on what I see and what I think, obviously, that I think that the Fed's on track here for more, you know, for more rate hikes, two this year. And maybe we'll be a 3% Fed funds by this time next year.
So, Tim, all eyes are now on Friday's job numbers out of the U.S., but more specifically, the market is looking for any uptick in the hourly wage rates, which could potentially signal the emergence of inflationary pressure. What are you expecting for the non-farm payroll report?
Yeah, I think that indications are we're going to get more of the same as far as the job growth. But you hit it, I think, on the nail on the head, what we need to watch, and that's wage growth. So we're growing at about 2.7% right now. I think 3% would set off some bells, maybe get a little bit of a bump up in long-term rates again, and maybe reinforce the tightening cycle. So I think it's really average earnings. But, you know, we're right up where the Fed thinks inflation should be. So I don't think it'd be alarming. And, you know, I'm not so sure. 3%, if we saw much more acceleration in the months ahead to 3.5%, 4%, then we got a problem. But, I think we're going to have a hard time getting to 3%. So I think that's the number, at least the litmus test that I have, where we can have some trouble on the inflation front.
So we're looking at reasonably tight market conditions in the employment sector. Which sectors in particular in the economy are key drivers of this positive employment numbers in the U.S.?
You know, I think there's something that I'm glad you asked that question, because it's not talked about that much. But it's not in government. It's not in retail jobs. So it's not in really the low paying jobs as we have seen, you know, before. So sectors that are driving are the professional and business services, as you might imagine. That's grown by 520,000 first 6 months of this year. Manufacturing's up 285,000 this year increase. So that's in healthcare, 309,000. So there you have it, I think, is the sectors that are leading it. And also construction's up 282,000. So those are the sectors that you would expect if you wanted to validate the humming economy that you would expect to see booming. And it looks like that's what's happening.
Tim, you know, of course, we get to Friday before you do. And maybe that's because, you know, in some sense, China gets the dawn before and leads, if you know, just in response to your earlier remark about the English-speaking world. But the U.S. is considering a raise in the tariff rate on those $200 billion of worth of Chinese goods. This is up from the previously indicated 10%. Do you think that if the Trump administration pushes through with this, it's likely that China will retaliate in kind?
Well, they can't really retaliate in kind because they don't have the type of flow the other way. So I do think it will hurt American companies because around 40% or about of the exports from China are re-exports. So I think that will affect the supply chain somewhat and higher prices. I think there's a lot of noise here still. At least that's my view. And at the end of the day, I think we're going to have some kind of issue resolved here. And so I'm fairly optimistic about that. But the noise is really something here. And I think that's just, Trump really digging his feet and saying he's serious here. We'll see what happens. But I'm not pessimistic. However, I would say if the yuan gets above 7, then for whatever reason that is, I'm looking at an August 2015 type situation again. So I don't think we need to see that. So that's my biggest, indicator right now is the RMB. And I don't want to see it above 7 because that would tell me we're going to see some trouble in the markets. I think it could be a signal, the canary in the coal mine, if you will.
So Tim, do you think they could use the currency as a tool to temper the impact of the tariffs?
Oh, no way. I mean, I think they're allowing things to happen, but they know as well as anyone, they work pretty hard to resolve a devaluation crisis or a currency crisis. Well, we were seeing weakness in the yuan and capital outflows. They work very hard to reverse that. You know, we went from, 7 down to 620, I believe it was, and now we're back up to 680. So I don't think they want to see that happen for reasons that we saw the stresses that it put on their system back in, a couple years ago, and they don't want that again. So I don't buy that line of reasoning.
So do you think this noise from the U.S.-China trade dispute, Tim, will continue to weigh on markets, especially after we saw the beating that tech took after the FANG earning results?
Yeah, except I will say this much. We came back pretty darn good in the tech, with Apple going over $1 trillion market cap. Which incidentally, I was dead wrong 6 years ago in your program when Tim Cook took over. But I think that there's the tech rally, what the market did today in the U.S., I think is an indication of how they view this situation. So I think that the market really believes we're going to see some sort of resolve here. What it exactly is, I think, remains to be seen. But I think it'll be constructive.
Thank you so much, Tim. That was Tim Harland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago. It's still Thursday. We'll be back. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.